Right, Mayo 212, a team that isn't really Derry, 1-7. Funny old one, really. Funny because, I mean, Derry didn't put their first team on the pitch, and in the first half, it really, you know, it kind of showed. They were appalling, brutal altogether. We were 8-1 up at half time, and it was hard to even see where Derry were going to get the scores from in the second half when they were against the wind. But we didn't push on in the way we should have done. Even though we did get the goal from a penalty from Mel Freeman, he got super catch, a good haul down. No black card for that. That was a classic haul down. You would imagine it's the sort of thing that the black card is made for, but no card of any colour for it. And we didn't score from play for ages in the second half. And then, you know, conceded two soft points. And then when we conceded a really preventable goal, the guy, I can't remember who was, had it, but he had the ball. There was a few defenders around him, and he managed to squirm clear the whole bloody lot of them and lash the ball in. That was really disappointing. Particularly so because they almost got a goal earlier on, but Jerry Caffrey made a fantastic double save to clear it out. And at that stage, then Derry were back down to 3 points, and it looked like they might make a bit more than a game of it, which would have been slightly embarrassing. But we powered on and got a second goal, really fantastically put away by Alan Freeman. Andy Moran initially missed the chance, but Freezer smashed it in on the rebound. And he added more points afterwards. I think he probably would have got about 2-4 today, so he's got to be up there as man of the match, I'd say. But you know, it was a farce in the sense that Derry didn't bring a proper team, and there wasn't that much pace and tempo there. The wind didn't help either. Very, very strong wind blowing straight down to the Bacon Factory, and so that made it quite hard to control the flight of the ball and all that, you know. And of course, we didn't play our first team either. Kevin McLaughlin not starting, and Lee Keegan not starting, and then Killian O'Connor went off. They said it was a calf injury or something, so he only lasted about 10 minutes. And then, of course, Keith Higgins didn't start the second half. So, you know, we responded in kind, if you like, but we always had way too much for them. Now, would we have way too much for the real team? Because I gather we're playing Derry again in the semi-final next weekend. Well, I guess that'll have to wait for next week. But anyway, that's it from here. We don't finish top. I think Cork, with their big win over Kerry, are going to finish top. And I guess Derry are probably second, are they? I haven't got the table in front of me. And we're third, and the Dubs are fourth. That's it. It doesn't really matter if you're second or third, actually. We're either second or third. I don't know which. We'll find out later on. But either way, we're playing Derry, and the Dubs have just squeaked in to get fourth. So, rematch with the Dubs. Sunday after Easter Sunday, still very much on. But anyway, from McHale Park, over and out.